Eliza Hunt had always been a fan of the sisterhood. It was the reason she became a Girl Scout. Well, that and the Thin Mints, and why she joined the women's chorus in high school, even though she couldn't carry a tune. It was her impetus for pledging a sorority in college when frat boys made her nervous, and why she worked at a female-run marketing firm after graduation. Eliza was completely happy to be traveling through life in the company of her girlfriends, until one fateful night across a Greenwich Village bar, when the boyfriend that she wasn't even looking for appeared. Eliza and Luke were engaged within the year, married in the next, and pregnant with twins shortly thereafter. Soon the Hunt family of four moved into the house Eliza had grown up in, a traditional colonial in Hudson Valley, New York, where they quickly settled in for their happily ever after. Or so she thought. It wasn't long before Eliza found herself longing for the safety net of female friendship. She missed the camaraderie, support, candor, advice, laughs, drama, and encouragement that one gets from being in the company of other women. Eliza missed the sisterhood. She joined a Mommy and Me group, started playing round-robin tennis, and spent a lot of time at the local playground, but these interactions all left her longing for more. When she came up short, she set out to create a solution of her own. Inspired by the traditional bulletin boards at the library and supermarket, Eliza took the concept of posting things into the 21st century, creating an online source for exchange and support that, like most modern resources, can be carried around all day, right in your pocket. She named it the Hudson Valley Ladies Bulletin Board. Creating and moderating the bulletin board immediately felt like a gift to Eliza, just what had been missing in her life. After the local newspaper ran a piece featuring her and the bulletin board, its membership quadrupled. It turned out that the ladies of Hudson Valley weren't alone in their digital love affair. The newspaper reported that women in communities from Manhattan to Mumbai were also banding together online to commiserate over their pelvic floors, the glass ceiling, and everything in between. What began with sharing recipes and doctor recommendations morphed into an electronic soapbox where women could shout their innermost truths and fears from computer-generated rooftops. Children, careers, fashion, love, orgasms, money, and men were all fair topics for endless lay-it-on-the-line discussions. Women holding one another's virtual hands through the joys, the frustrations, and the traumas of life. It was a tale as old as time. From the biblical menstrual tent to the quilting circle to these modern online hives, female bonds help solidify happiness. And Eliza was happy. For a very long time. The article featured a photo of her leaning against her desk, looking smart but casual in a crisp white blouse, pencil jeans, and ballet flats. 12 years later, it still sat in a frame beside her computer. The last time that she looked at it, she had cringed. She barely recognized the smiling, fresh-faced woman in the photo. She was quite surprised that no one wondered where that woman had gone.